And greetings once again. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Hola, aloha, weinihau. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Bonjour. Buongiorno. Sawadikarup. Guten Tag. Half a day. Salam. Shalom. Peace. Now. Go vegan. Peace. How? Go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget Pharmaceutical Vivisection Prison, Kilitary Industrial Corporation in the one-party, post-constitutional, bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And I say no blood for oil. Go vegan. No blood for meat. Go vegan. It was Tolstoy who said, as long as there are slaughterhouses, there will be battlefields. And you can figure out just about what he means as we now commemorate another year of an illegal, immoral war. No blood for oil. No blood for meat. That's the truth of it. About a gallon of gasoline to produce a pound of beef. And the average American makes his or her stomach the graveyard for about 70 pounds of cadaver per year. And let's see, there are about, 300 million Americans now? So, well, as a graduate of Stuyvesant High School, one of three math and science high schools in New York City, I attempt this higher math multiplication project, 70 times 300. That comes out to 21 billion gallons of gasoline for this nation's rather barbaric custom of consumption, of cow consumption, huh? 21 billion gallons. That's a lot of fill-ups, huh? And that's a measure of only about a third of the average meatitarian's annual flesh consumption in here, the United States of Listeria. 21 billion gallons for beef alone. Hey, no war for oil. I say no war for meat. Apparently, wars are fought over resources like oil and like water, and meat and dairy complicate that equation also. Estimates are up to 8,500 gallons of water required to produce 1 pound of barf, 70 pounds of beef per person, times 300 million people. So we have times 8,500 gallons, 21 billion times 8,500. I think I needed to go to a university of math and science rather than a high school of math and science, huh? Go figure that one out, huh? Liberal arts, Queens College, City University of New York, where I majored in the anti-war movement. Yes, back then. It's strange. The meat eater's folly at that time was the Vietnam War. I thought that we had put such atrocities behind us, so I became involved in the movement. That would be the natural progression for anyone in the peace movement, that being the animal liberation movement. It is equally important to end the war on animals as it is to end the war in Iraq-Nam, as endless as is the war on animals, are the reasons why Tolstoy did say that as long as there are slaughterhouses, there will be battlefields. You are what you eat. Violent bloody death in, violent bloody death out, right? Our diet of death gives us an obese Pentagon budget, doesn't it? Where death is our most important product. We're number one, huh? At violence, it seems. That's where our money goes, our national treasure, our brain trust, all toward violence. It's quite hard to believe, huh? Shouldn't our war now be with our dietary Al-Qaeda, which is meat and dairy? And, you know, I'm not just saying all of this because...
Oh, new one. I know. You're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
Yes, indeed, because meat and dairy require bloodthirstiness, you know, for both, as they are both full of blood, literally and figuratively. Ben Ronald McLaughlin, you have blood on your hands, you know, the cows and human children. Jack the Ripper in a box. Yes, you're the number two man, huh? Always, we're always shooting for the number two man, right? And in this, in the axes of evil, gosh, why there's number two all over the bloody foods sold by the slashed food industry. Yes, indeed, all of you in the horrible axes of evil, Murder King, Kills Junior, Wendy's, shame on you and your propagandists making excuses for your sales of the beheaded. Aren't we outraged at the beheadings associated with this war, and yet look at what's on our plate. Always, if it's slashed food, any slice of meat means there has been a beheading. And imagine the terrorism that the animals feel about their plight. And the bioterrorism on the bun. The bioterrorism on the bun comes to you as the school lunch program, yes, hiding the fact that meat and dairy kill more Americans every year than all wars combined, huh? And also, I would, at this time when we get involved with the peace marches, I'd like to direct your attention to the Answer Coalition. The Answer Coalition is organizing marches in Los Angeles, that happening next Saturday on the 15th, and also in San Francisco on the 19th to commemorate the day that it actually that the war actually started, and throughout Florida also there will be peace marches. So Google the Answer Coalition to get involved with those. And I'd like to be more involved with activism and take the megaphone out to the peace march, but I have to be at the Natural Products Expo trying to find sponsors so I can support this program. So expensive it is to be on the air with a voice on behalf of the animals. $4,500 every week we need to raise. Today we're looking at issues in New York City. Every week in New York we need to raise $1,500 to $2,000. Can you be one of 15 people to send $100 for a tax-deductible donation? It would really be great if you could, because we want to come on here and talk about all the important issues, like where is the beef, huh? Where is the beef? Well, apparently it went all over the country, you know, the big recall that happened. Went to schools and restaurants, and we'll be getting into that a little bit later on the program, where the recalled beef went. And also, do meat and dairy cause violence? I would like you to go to the website for the International Vegetarian Union. It's IVU.org, IVU.org. We often talk about this amazing lecture that's documented there, Consequences of Meat Protein on Human Behavior. It is what leads to violence. It happens to be a calcium-phosphorus imbalance, scientifically, and army. You know, you don't have vegan armies, you know, you don't find vegans for bombing. Huh? It just doesn't seem to be the natural thing. So also we will look at the World Peace Diet coming up on today's program, a book by that name written by Dr. Will Tuttle, coming up today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. We have infiltrated the airwaves, animal liberationists. We're here on behalf of the animals, and we need you on behalf of the animals to support this program, because how do we get on the airwaves? We have to buy the time, okay? So help us out, please, with a tax-deductible donation. You can do it at goveganradio.com, where you have 180 programs archived. Also, you can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. That's P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. So, coming up on today's program, we have Dr. Will Tuttle. Also, we'll be looking at the issues affecting animals in the New York City area. That coming up. Oh, please buy my bumper sticker. Eat Republicans, not animals. It's available at goveganradio.com. Eat Republicans, not animals. And please, it's not a political endorsement. It is merely a dietary suggestion. So help the show out that way. Go to goveganradio.com. That's goveganradio.com.
Don't have a cow. That's mad.
Be glad. Have a Sunshine Burger, the original great-tasting organic vegan veggie burger. High protein, wheat-free, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free since 1983. Pure and simple ingredients, organic ground raw sunflower seeds, farm-fresh produce and grains, sea salt, oven-baked, heat and serve. Look for Sunshine Burgers in the frozen food section. Four varieties, original, Southwest, barbecue, and garden herb. Sunshine Burger. Visit sunshineburger.com. Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit suprememastertv.com. That's suprememastertv.com. Hooray for Hollywood. It has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant, Truly Vegan. 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson, just off the 101 freeway at the Hollywood Boulevard exit. Enjoy Truly for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Enjoy the new soy beef burger with bacon strips or the cheesy grilled potato burrito, the burrito supreme with bacon strips and vegetable dumplings. Truly Vegan. Truly wonderful. Truly caters. Truly delivers. TrulyVegan.net is the website. Truly Vegan. Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can, from farm fresh to you, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. Farmfreshtoyou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at farmfreshtoyou.com.
You may not have had this thought before, but you, my friend, are herbivore. Not meant to dine on flesh and gore. Instead, let's eat at Herbivore. 100% vegan, that's for sure. Delicious, nutritious Herbivore. Breakfast daily, 9 to 2. Pancakes, French toast, crepes, a scramble, or burrito for you. Salads, wraps, sandwiches, soup du jour. At friendly and fun-filled Herbivore. Fill up on falafel, lasagna, lunch, dinner, entrees galore. Delicious desserts, a fine wine will pour. Looking forward to seeing you at Herbivore.
Three Bay Area locations, in San Francisco at 983 Valencia and 531 Divisadero, and in Berkeley at 2451 Shattuck. Visit herbivorerestaurant.com for directions, phone numbers, and hours. Open 9 a.m. daily and late on weekends. Featuring about 200 menu items, see them at herbivorerestaurant.com. It's a fun place to hang out. Bring your friends. It's great being an herbivore. It's great eating at Herbivore.
V Dog Food, the original vegetarian dog food from England, now manufactured in the USA and a totally vegan product. V Dog is a high-protein, completely balanced dog food with all the essential amino acids, vitamins, and minerals a dog needs to thrive. V Dog is now available in the Bay Area, in Whole Foods and Rainbow Markets, and online at v-dogfood.com. V-dogfood.com or call 888-280-8364. 888-280-8364. Get all of your vegan essentials from veganessentials.com, your online vegan superstore. Food, snacks, sweets, vitamins and supplements, clothing, vegan footwear, belts, bags, wallets, 1,200 vegan items in stock at veganessentials.com. Order online or toll free at 866-88-VEGAN. Cosmetics, bath and body, candles, fragrances, massage, products for baby, home, companion animals, vegan dog and cat food. Veganessentials.com. Go Vegan Radio listeners get special discounts when you enter GVR in the coupon box at veganessentials.com.
And we continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, an auspicious time of year. The commemoration of the start of war years ago brings us to peace marches around the country. And some of us think, oh, we are what we eat, and our plate is covered with violence, and look what we get, as I discussed earlier. And today I'm honored to be talking to Dr. Will Tuttle, who is a former Zen monk. He earned his PhD in education at UC Berkeley. He's an award-winning speaker and educator and musician. We'll be listening to snippets of his music from Animal Songs, his CD, and he's the author of the book The World Peace Diet, considered one of the most important of the 20th century. Yes, even more important than the Fatkins diet and the Hollywood diet and the, you know, high protein, low carb. It's the World Peace Diet, eating for spirituality, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony. Welcome, Dr. Will Tuttle, to Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
It's great to be here with you, Bob. Thanks.
Great, and it's great to have you. Now, what would motivate one to write a book called The World Peace Diet?
I think ever since I was a little kid, I had a dream of the world being at peace. I really had a feeling that that was possible, and I just had this sense that something is fundamentally wrong at the core of our culture, but I couldn't quite put my finger on it. And so as time went on, I was raised in a typical family, eating lots of meat, dairy, and eggs, and I never really could question it because that's just how everybody ate. But eventually, when I went away from home and lived for a while at the farm in Tennessee, which was a vegan community, I began to see that, contrary to what I had been told, which was that animals are just put here for us to eat, and if you don't eat them, you'll die in 24 hours of a protein deficiency, and you know all this kind of thing. I saw that it's possible to be healthy and happy and live a harmonious life on a plant-based diet. And then when I moved and lived in Korea as a Zen monk and was in a community that had been vegan for 650 years, and saw the effects that that really has at a deep level on people's consciousness and how beneficial it is, I came back to this country and got my PhD at Berkeley and started thinking that there's much more to this whole idea of veganism than meets the eye. Most people think of it as simply either a way to be healthier or a way to be better for the environment and less cruelty for animals, and these are certainly true and powerful things. But my sense grew over more and more that it's really much deeper than that, that we've all been born into a culture that forces us from the time we're born practically, very shortly after that, to participate in violence at a very fundamental ritualized level. We're forced to eat at like predators. We're given the foods that predators would eat. We're giving, the flesh and secretions of animals that have been confined and stabbed and killed. And we're taught by all the institutions in our culture, the family and the schools, the educational system and the religious institutions and science and medicine and law and government, that this is this is our essential nature, is that we are essentially predatory, that we want to attack and kill. And we create economic systems. We create a whole system based on privilege and elitism, which is essentially hierarchical and predatory. And I believe through the research I've done, and it's all laid out in the World Peace Diet, and it's hard to condense that in a few minutes, but that this is really the driving force behind our inability to actually live with wisdom on this planet and in peace, and to actually lay the foundations for peace, that until our culture moves decisively into living a vegan lifestyle of plant-based foods, all of our efforts towards peace are basically ironic, because the deepest fundamental universal principles in general, but one of the main ones, is that whatever we put out will come back. Whatever we sow, we will reap, and we will never be able to reap peace and harmony and love and sustainability and equality as long as we're sowing on a massive level the seeds of violence and exclusion and oppression and domination and predation and commodification of living beings. It's absolutely the opposite, and the only way we can get away with it, in a sense, is by saying, well, they're just animals. They're just animals. They don't really count. But we all know that if we just, anyone who has a pet dog or cat or has any experience at all with animals knows that from their point of view, their lives and their happiness and their suffering are just as important to them as mine is to me. And so at a deep level, we all know that we are responsible for our treatment to them. And so this is the what I call the boomerang effect, and also the hidden fury at the core of our culture that no one seems to talk about, that's absolutely, utterly taboo to talk about. And so it's an absolute, I think, close to a miracle that we're able to even talk about it here today. But it's there's nothing more important that our culture address if we really are serious about peace and sustainability.
Well, in fact, this show itself is a violation of the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act, so anybody listening should turn him or herself in right this very moment. We have a couple of minutes left, and you lived in a community vegan for 650 years, so that must have been quite amazing.
Yeah. And it was, obviously, it was in Asia, and but I think even in this country, if you look deeply, like the research I did in the World Peace Diet, I have it in the book, there are voices in the religious traditions, and the Jewish and Christian, the ancient traditions of the Western traditions, Sufi traditions, that also are saying the same thing. You know, they're saying that without kindness and compassion for animals, we will not have kindness and compassion and peace with each other. And the Carl Jung's whole idea of the shadow—that you know, whatever we most forcefully ignore becomes this psychological shadow that we just can't face it. We don't see it, and it ends up controlling us completely. And we end up just ignoring the actual underlying causes of our dilemmas. We just don't want to look at them.
And that's making
that's
making animals commodities and our predatory nature. You find those are the main themes. Gosh, we have about 30 seconds left, Will. I leave that to you and how people can get a hold of your book. And time flies when you're discussing the most important issues in the world.
Right. Well, thanks so much. You know, if people want to go more deeply into this, my book is called The World Peace Diet, and worldpeacediet.org is the website, and it can be ordered there or on any of the other places on the internet. And I'm traveling the country full time with my spouse Madeline, giving lectures. We have a lecture schedule. We're in Florida at the moment.
And what website can people see to find you?
The schedule. WillTuttle.com, and then just click on schedule, and you can get to the World Peace Diet there, to the music, and all the other things too. But the most important thing, as Bob always says, as you say, is to go vegan and to understand the reasons why, to understand the underlying dynamic. If we really want to contribute to the healing of our world and to have happiness and peace, and so that our lives aren't merely ironic,
then the answer is go vegan. Thank you, Dr. Will Tuttle, for being on today's program. That's willtuttle.com, and it's the World Peace Diet, eating for spiritual health and social harmony. Thanks for being with us today. And please support this radio program with a tax-deductible donation. It's at goveganradio.com, where you can also hear archives of past shows and the podcast. You are invited to protest the senseless slaughter of intelligent beings to be consumed by humans to induce disease and death. That doesn't sound very kosher to me. So why do people eat the flesh of murdered pigs to commemorate Easter, a so-called food of which Jesus would certainly never approve, being the Jewish rabbi that he was, following Jewish customary diet as prescribed in Genesis book 1, verse 29. So Jesus would be vegan, and yet people are eating pigs to commemorate his life. Shall we all gather to protest this nonsense of thou shalt not kill, yet see those who are killed, and we eat babe for Easter with the little body bags that leave the store in the hands of people who will wind up in body bags prematurely themselves. It's the 7th annual protest at Honey Baked Ham, Saturday, March 22nd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's the day before Easter, the day most pig flesh is sold. 2635 Wilshire Boulevard, it's the Honey Baked Ham in Santa Monica. That's one block east of 26th. Coming up on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, it'll be Daniel Elstein. He's from the League of Humane Voters in New York City. We'll look at animal issues in New York.
Still eating meat? How 20th century?
And it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and I would like to know what the challenges facing the animals who call my hometown, New York City, home. And so today we're going to talk to Daniel Elstein, and he's president of the League of Humane Voters of New York City, an animal protection organization which fights for laws to protect animals from abuse and exploitation through electioneering and lobbying in the New York City Council and state legislature. And Daniel is a longtime animal advocate and environmentalist, and currently he's a doctoral candidate in the Department of Philosophy at Stanford University, where he teaches political philosophy and ethics. Welcome, Daniel. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks very much. It's good to be on your show.
Well, thanks for being here. So what are the challenges facing the animals who call New York City home? And perhaps you can incorporate a new scorecard that you just released on the legislators who address these issues.
Great. Yeah, well, we just released our 2007 Humane Scorecard for the City Council, which tells us who voted for which animal protection bills or who sponsored which animal protection bills and who opposed them. And so we see this scorecard as a very important tool for getting the word out to New York City voters, New York City citizens, about in order to hold politicians accountable on animal protection issues.
And people should know your website is humanenyc.org.
Right, yeah. And so if you go to that website, you can check out the scorecard. There's a link to our 2007 scorecard. And you can also pledge to vote for candidates for elected office for the city council or state legislature who show that they care about animals. We're trying to build a political movement for animals in New York City. So it's really important that we get as many people who vote and who care about animals to make that statement.
Okay. So tell us specifically about some of the issues facing animals in New York City.
Yeah, well, there's two especially timely bills before the City Council right now. The first one is Intro 389, which was introduced by a great friend of the animals, Rosie Mendez. Councilmember Rosie Mendez, and this bill would end the use and abuse of elephants and other wild animals by circuses. And we're going to be having a press conference on March 18th at noon outside of Madison Square Garden, and we'll be joined by a former employee of Ringling Brothers Circus, Tom Ryder, who personally witnessed animals being beaten with bull hooks on a day-to-day basis.
So you're trying to ban the use of elephants in circuses, as many communities around the country have done. So, yeah.
That's right, yeah. And we currently have 22 sponsors for the bill, so we're only four members short of a majority of the council. So that's looking good. And so I want to encourage people listening in New York City to come out to our press conference on March 18th at noon outside Madison Square Garden. You can get more information about that also on our website, humanenyc.org. The other bill that's especially pertinent right now is Intro 13, which is the Pets and Housing Bill. And this says that once the no pet clause is waived, that is once a landlord tells you that you can live with a dog or cat, it's waived permanently for the duration of your occupancy. So if your dog or cat dies, you're able to adopt another one. And this is very important, especially in New York City, because there are so many homeless animals in New York. There are more homeless animals in New York City than any other city in the country. And every year, 40,000 animals are killed in New York City shelters because of the huge problem. So this bill would open up many more homes to these homeless animals to give them a chance at a good life.
And Daniel, we have two or three more minutes left. I'd like to hear about the horse-drawn carriage issue and how pigeons are being treated in New York, too.
Right, yeah. So, currently there is a bill before the City Council, which we oppose, which would allow the horse carriage industry to increase their rates so that they'd be able to make more money to abuse horses. The situation, it's a very dire life for horses in the horse carriage industry, working, up to 60 hours or more per week in all weather conditions, with brittle bones, breathing in exhaust all day long. And so this bill, which we're against, would eventually perhaps allow the horse carriage industry to expand and to make more money. So that's why we're against that. In terms of pigeon, the pigeon issue, I suppose there's a few different issues associated with that. One is allowing people to feed pigeons. There's no bill currently before the city council, as far as I know, that's relevant to that issue. And also in terms of poisoning issues and things of that nature. But again, there's not, as far as I know, any bills relevant to that either, right, at the moment.
Okay. I just love pigeons. I guess I grew up in New York, and they've been my longest friends, I guess. So I don't like people demeaning them, and I hate, you know, when people call them flying rats. It's,
I think unfortunately the Speaker of the City Council, Christine Quinn, referred to pigeons as flying rats. She's really been terrible on animal issues. And
we have to have compassion for rats, too, and not to mean them.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, we have maybe 30 seconds, 45 seconds left, Daniel. Anything you want to say to the New York audience listening on WWRL 1600, Sundays at 5 p.m. now?
Yeah. Well, I just want to say that we could really use your help, whether it means making a donation, whether it means getting involved, volunteering with us, either at the office or in campaigns for candidates who care about animals. You can call us at 212-889-0303 or go to our website, humanenyc.org, or you can send a check to us at League of Humane Voters of New York City, 151 First Avenue, Suite 237, New York, New York, 10003. So if you can spare a couple of bucks, we could really use it to print and distribute more copies of our scorecard. And getting involved with us, volunteering, going to our website and pledging your vote, all these things will really help us to build a strong political movement for animals in New York City.
Okay, thank you, Daniel Elstein. We appreciate it. President of the Board of the League of Humane Voters of New York City, and the website is humanenyc.org. Thanks for being with us today. And this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, helping animals everywhere, including New York City. You know, it's not easy for a vegan animal liberation activist to infiltrate the airwaves. It takes money, and it takes $4,500 every week. So please support this radio program with a tax-deductible donation. You can go to goveganradio.com, and the archives are there. You can listen to the programs, and please make a donation online at goveganradio.com. You can also send a check, make it payable to Go Vegan Radio, a project of 501c3 International Humanities Center. You don't have to put all of that on the check. Just Go Vegan Radio. Mail it to P.O. Box 475414, San Francisco 94147. We really need your help. You can also advertise on this program if you have vegan and cruelty-free products and services. Why, we welcome the wonderful Organic Harvest Cafe in New York City, a cornucopia of vegan selections available to you from Organic Harvest Cafe, 235 East 53rd Street, with a delicious, nutritious menu that's 100% certified organic. Appetizers, salads, soups, entrees, burgers, sandwiches, wraps. In the mood for millet sweet potato polenta? Or how about a seitan cutlet parmesan sandwich? Or Santa Fe crepes? Tempeh portobello burger? And Indonesian wrap? See the menu at organicharvestcafe.com. Free delivery. Call 212-421-6444. Catering available. Organic Harvest Cafe, 235 East 53rd Street, 212-421-6444. Organicharvestcafe.com. Thank you for supporting this program. You hear the other advertisers. Please thank them, patronize them, buy their products. And again, please support this program. It's expensive. GoVeganRadio.com.
Meat eaters destroy the earth.
It's a cornucopia of vegan selections at Organic Harvest Cafe, 235 East 53rd Street, New York, with a delicious, nutritious menu that's 100% certified organic. Appetizers, salads, soups, entrees, burgers, sandwiches, wraps. See the menu at organicharvestcafe.com. Free delivery. Call 212-421-6444. Catering available. Organic Harvest Cafe, 235 East 53rd Street, New York. 212-421-6444. Organicharvestcafe.com. First you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came Veganaise. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow Your Heart is pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with the taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit followyourheart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake Recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart. Available nationwide. Farm Sanctuary celebrates the release of the new book from its co-founder and president, Gene Bauer. Farm Sanctuary, changing hearts and minds about animals and food, from Simon & Schuster. Alicia Silverstone says, quote, "Some of the stories Gene Bauer tells will break your heart and others will speak to your deepest convictions. It's a book about appalling cruelty and heroic kindness, and it paves the way to a better world." Dr. Jane Goodall said, "Filled with hope, this book is written for all who strive for a more compassionate world. I highly recommend it." Join Gene Bauer on his book signing tour March 24th in San Francisco at Book Passage at the San Francisco Ferry Building store, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Also in New York City on April 11th at the Jivamukti Yoga Center, 841 Broadway, that's 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. and April 19th at Books and Books in Coral Gables, Florida from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Visit farmsanctuary.org for other cities and dates. Farm Sanctuary, changing hearts and minds about animals and food, from Gene Bauer.
Don't have a cow? That's mad. Be glad. Have a Sunshine Burger, the original, great-tasting, organic vegan veggie burger. High protein, wheat-free, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free since 1983. Pure and simple ingredients, organic ground raw sunflower seeds, farm-fresh produce and grains, sea salt, oven-baked, heat and serve. Look for Sunshine Burgers in the frozen food section. Four varieties, original, Southwest, barbecue, and garden herb. Sunshine Burger. Visit sunshineburger.com. Get all of your vegan essentials from veganessentials.com, your online vegan superstore. Food, snacks, sweets, vitamins and supplements, clothing, vegan footwear, belts, bags, wallets, 1,200 vegan items in stock at veganessentials.com. Order online or toll free at 866-88-VEGAN. Cosmetics, bath and body, candles, fragrances, massage, products for baby, home, companion animals, vegan dog and cat food. veganessentials.com. Go Vegan Radio listeners get special discounts when you enter GVR in the coupon box at veganessentials.com. Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can. From farm fresh to you, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. FarmFreshToYou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at FarmFreshToYou.com. V Dog Food, the original vegetarian dog food from England, now manufactured in the USA and a totally vegan product. V Dog is a high-protein, completely balanced dog food with all the essential amino acids, vitamins, and minerals a dog needs to thrive. V Dog is now available in the Bay Area, in Whole Foods and Rainbow Markets, and online at v-dogfood.com. V-dogfood.com or call 888-280-8364. 888-280-8364.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
And the music you've been hearing throughout the program is from Will Tuttle. You heard his interview earlier, the author of The World Peace Diet. If you missed it, you can go to the website, goveganradio.com, where you can make a tax-deductible donation, or you can buy the bumper sticker, Eat Republicans, Not Animals. Eat Republicans, Not Animals. Yes, help out this program with a purchase of that bumper sticker. And again, it is not a political endorsement. It is merely a dietary suggestion. A big shout out to John G. Davidson, my representative at KTLK AM 1150 in Los Angeles. So desperate was he for me to purchase airtime on that radio station that he actually goes to vegan restaurants with me, and he likes the food. Yes, pre-vegan John G. Davidson. You know, don't worry about the philosophy, just enjoy the food. And before you know it, he'll be attending anti-vivisection demonstrations with me at UCLA. Hey, good news. Philip Morris, who's been funding animal research projects at UCLA, including nicotine addiction on primates. Well, it looks like that tobacco company is withdrawing its funding because of the pressure being received from the animal rights community, $16 million a year. So that's going to stop at UCLA, but the pressure doesn't stop because, well, that's $16 million. UCLA gets about $200 million a year to torture animals for scientific fraud, as each of the UC campi does. So join Stop Animal Exploitation Now and Last Chance for Animals and In Defense of Animals for a vigil this coming Tuesday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at UCLA, the corner of LeConte and Westwood Boulevard. Please come out against vivisection. Please come out against the horrible research that happens at UCLA and come out for freedom of speech, because there's a lot of oppression going on. First, it's animal rights activists, and soon it will be you if you don't protect the Constitution. Animal rights activists are protecting the Constitution for you. Come out to UCLA this Tuesday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Well, where's all the recalled beef, huh? Well, it is everywhere, according to a Scripps Howard News Service report. A single purchaser of recalled beef resold it to about 2,500 other vendors. So that's what California health officials said. Jeff Farrar, chief of the food and drug branch of the State Department of Health, said then that went to 150 wholesalers and distributors, and it's a whole tier of you know, where it all went. The latest list that shows more than 2,600 establishments, mostly Southern California restaurants and markets, that had carried recalled beef. They range from Hooters of Santa Monica to Los Angeles County Fire Department camps. Among the resellers were hundreds of restaurants whose cuisine spanned the globe, from Thai to Greek and pizza to tacos. That's where all of this tainted beef, the recalled beef, has gone. Of course, so much of it went into the school lunch program, what we forced the children to eat, which is basically the child abuse program. So it's really been around everywhere. 143 million pounds of beef. And so and also we're looking at it to be in prepared foods also. Could be in those soups, those sauces, those gravies. And the concern was about mad cow disease from the tainted beef, from eating downers. And meat is a downer all the way around anyway. So the concern about mad cow disease, BSE, bovine spongiform encephalopathy. It makes holes out of your brain, and it's a dormant disease. So it could be 5, 10, 15 years before perhaps any of the school children or any of the patrons at Hooters come down with the disease. 100% fatal, incurable mad cow disease. Canada just revealing another cow with mad cow in the herd in Canada. And, you know, a lot of cow products go back and forth across the border. And also word that looks like somebody in Kansas, someone in Kansas, papers flying everywhere, someone in Kansas just died of variant Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease or something that seems similar. And a lot of times, well, you just Google Alzheimer's and mad cow disease, and maybe that's an epidemic that's happening that we don't know about. There's a potluck and free DVD screening that's happening tonight in San Francisco, this evening in San Francisco. If you're listening on the radio in San Francisco, we're on 1 p.m. Saturdays on Green 960. And the screening is Healing Cancer from Inside Out. It's from Mike Anderson, who produced Eating, one of the great documentaries ever on why one should be vegan. So that's 8 p.m. So it's 8 o'clock tonight at the Institute on Aging, IOA, 3600 Geary Boulevard. So head on out there with the San Francisco Vegetarian Society, sfvs.org, and also the annual Meat Out Luncheon with the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. Eating Green is happening Saturday, March 22nd, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that's at the First Unitarian Universalist Center, 1187 Franklin Street and Geary Boulevard in San Francisco. Again, get all the information at sfvs.org, sfvs.org. It's coming up. Meet Out, yes, go to the website, meetout.org, or call 1-800-MEETOUT. out, get involved with the largest dietary campaign to get rid of meat from our diet. There's a Veggie Pride Parade that's happening in New York City. The first Veggie Pride Parade in America will take place in Greenwich Village. That'll be on May 18th, and the procession will begin at 12 noon in the Old Meat District, appropriate, where 9th Avenue and Greenwich Street and Little West 12th Street intersect, and the parade will culminate in Washington Square Park in the eastern end for a festival of rock music speakers and exhibitors. That's taking place May 18th, 2008, Veggie Pride in San Francisco. And it looks like Sea Shepherd is being quite active and chasing the Japanese whalers and actually throwing 2 dozen bottles of rotten butter on the ship and some slippery substances. Oh, using rotten butter, that is that's obviously chemical warfare, isn't it? Ooh. Bioterrorism in that regard. Okay, why would a woman want more facial hair? I don't know. I guess you'd have to ask Jennifer Lopez, who obviously has too many dollars, not enough sense, since she actually had animals tortured and killed so she could have more facial hair. I guess she was at the Grammys, and it's fox eyelashes that she was wearing. So that's quite bizarre. And R-E-S-P-E-C-T, Aretha, where is your respect for life? You know, some years back, I was at the Clinton inauguration when I was program director of Jazzy 100 in Washington, D.C., and Aretha performed there. And, oh, my promotion director was, when she saw that Aretha was wearing fur, she was quite concerned how I would react. And rightly so, because when Aretha was done, there I was. Hey, Aretha, fur is dead. And now Aretha, again, spotted wearing fur. Total D-I-S-R-E-S-P-E-C-T for life. Aretha, please get it together. Okay, it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, supported by your donations, supported by advertising, sponsorships for products that are vegan and cruelty-free. Please support the people who are helping this show be on the air. It costs $4,500 each and every week to be on the air. I need your support. Whatever city you're in, from Miami, I need you to come up with $1,000, New York $2,000, L.A. $2,000. Gotta make it happen. GoVeganRadio.com.
One of the great dining delights in all of Southern California is Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills. Over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of replicating tastes and textures of meat and seafood. Dishes using such ingredients as tofu, mushrooms, gluten, yam paste. The LA Times Review calls Vegetable Delight a special delight, and the food astounding. 17823 Chatsworth Street near White Oak, Granada Hills. Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. Vegetable Delight Restaurant. Dine in or take out. 818-360-3997. Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A total treat. No meat in San Jose. Oh, one of the true West Coast dining treasures. Vegetarian House. Vegan organic cuisine at 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. Amazing appetizers, soups, and entrees. Asian delicacies, Western specialties, organic juices, coffee, cake, desserts. A chai tea on weekends that's an experience in itself. As all items on the menu are. Vegetarian House. 520 East Santa Clara Street. Call 408-292-3798. Explore the world of rice at Lotus Foods. Perfect rice starts with the perfect rice cooker from lotusfoods.com. 100% stainless steel. No aluminum or Teflon like other rice cookers. Order at lotusfoods.com. Lotus Foods, bringing you exotic heirloom organic rice from small family farms around the world. Try new organic jade pearl rice, bamboo infused for flavor and nutrition. Also new, organic forbidden rice, the same heirloom grain grown exclusively for Chinese emperors. Available at Whole Foods, Safeway, and natural food stores around America. From Lotus Foods, also, purchase a rice sampler gift box at lotusfoods.com, along with the perfect rice cooker from Lotus Foods.
Thank you.
Is your omega-3 DHA a little fishy? If it is, you're depleting the oceans and you could expose yourself to mercury and other contaminants. You need Omega-Zen 3 from Nutru, one of the first to develop a vegan omega-3 DHA supplement. Nutru, N-U-T-R-U.com, the cutting-edge compassionate choice with products good for your heart and your mind like the Vegan Brain Pack. Vegan lycopene? Try Lyco-10-6. Also order from VeganEssentials.com. Nutru, N-U-T-R-U.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and I want you to come on down to my favorite restaurant in the whole world, Sublime. Acclaimed by food critics, Sublime offers world vegan cuisine, and 100% of Sublime's profits benefit animal welfare. It's located in the heart of Fort Lauderdale. Hope to see you there. For reservations, call 954-539-9000 or visit sublimerestaurant.com.
So what have we learned today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden? That meat is one of the main causes of war, and thanks to Will Tuttle for talking about his book, The World Peace Diet, and also thanks to the League of Humane Voters in New York City for what we can do to help animals in my hometown. And we talked about pigeons not being flying rats, and we must respect rats and rodents too. We have compassion for all beings here, and that's why we would ask that you talk to Lowe's and ask that Lowe's discontinue its sales of the glue trap, which is particularly cruel. I wanted to get to this. Go to the Organic Consumers Association website. The EPA is accepting public comments until March 27th on its proposal to eliminate clean air standards for factory farms. It wants to do this because it says factory farms should no longer be required to report the discharge of hazardous pollutants because it's too hard for factory farms to comply with the laws and because the government isn't going to do anything to violators anyway. So that's a little scary. All right, join in the Great American Meat Out. Go to meatout.org. Thanks for listening. Go to goveganradio.com.
We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Cows with guns.